This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is One-on-One with Gary the Squirrel, a free and open interview show with today's leading entertainers, politicians, and newsmakers. There's only one rule when it comes to an interview with Gary. There are no rules. Please welcome your host, Gary the Squirrel.
Garrick Fogelnest is a writer, comedian, radio personality, and American satirist. Please welcome Jake Fogelnest, the One-on-One with Gary the Squirrel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks. So what's up with you?
Not much. It's nice to...
No, I mean, like, what's that? How do you do? You're selling all these things. How? How's it happening? I don't get it.
It's been an exciting time for me.
Says you.
I started a long time ago. I was 15 years old. I started, you know, doing a public access show out of my bedroom. And, you know, that was kind of like a fluke thing, you know. And then after that, you know, you have that big explosion. And then you got to work very hard. And I worked very hard for a long time. And I sort of feel like now it's starting to finally come together.
Yeah, yeah. Real interesting stuff.
You asked me directly.
You got all these shows, right?
I guess so. Yeah.
You got your pick of things. How about sharing?
How much? Well, I would love to do something with you. I've often.
What?
I would love to do something with
really?
You.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't we develop a thing and pitch it?
Get me on your thing.
Well, I don't know if there's a spot for you.
Get Stiller on the line.
Did
you tell him about me?
I did not mention.
What?
Give me the squirrel to Ben. Because how do I begin that conversation? I'm not that close with Ben. It's
easy.
Okay.
Like this. Hey, Ben. It's me, Jake. Yeah, you know, on second thought, I'm not very good, but I know who is good.
Why would I throw myself under the bus to help you out? I'm literally just saying moments ago, why don't we develop something, you know, for you?
Sounds good.
Have you ever pitched? Okay. Have you ever gone out and pitched?
Yeah, I have.
Well, how's that been? How's that experience been for you?
Not good. Milt Gorman, my former agent.
So you're no longer with Five Star Entertainment?
No, he canned me.
Oh, he dropped you?
Yeah.
Was that part of the whole CAA?
Because he's in jail.
Milt Gorman went to jail?
Yeah.
What is it appropriate to ask what for?
Arson!
Arson.
Arson!
Then I would look at that as a blessing in disguise. You don't want to be working with like a criminal as your Hollywood representative.
Yeah, well, if you can make a deal, who knows whose house he was torching. They might have deserved it. I don't know. You're right.
He burned down somebody's house? Wait. Because it wasn't like an industrial fire thing. Like, he went and burned someone's house down and has been
allegedly
convicted. Well, you said he's in jail for arson.
He got convicted.
He got convicted.
I guess I could stop saying allegedly.
Yeah.
He's in jail.
Okay. Well, that's not who you want to be working with. You need good representation. Like, either a manager or an agent. You don't need both. I'm happy to...
You gotta get me in with Stiller!
One step at a time. How about that? How about we
gotta pitch him?
Well, do you have an idea?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you want to pitch me the idea?
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm all set.
It's called the Squirrel Father.
Okay, the Squirrel Father.
Yeah, it's a mob movie.
Okay.
But, okay, this is stupid. Forget the squirrel fire.
I was going to say, because what it sounds like to me is that it sounds a lot like The Godfather, except there's a squirrel in it. And you sort of have a history of pitches like this. It's a little, I'm just saying, I think maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is the part of, this is the development process. We'll find a project.
How did that dude Billy Crystal get stuff on going and I can't get nothing going?
Billy Crystal sort of built a career for, you know what, I have no good answer to that. I was going to try to answer that for you, and I don't have an answer, Gary.
Yeah, there's, why am I not on the comedian? We should sue. Class action suit.
How do you figure?
Fraud, misrepresentation.
Sure, false advertising.
Yeah.
Is the title.
The comedians. Unless they put an asterisk next to it. We got to look closer. See if there's an asterisk next to it, or if it's in quotes.
It's not in quotes, and there is no asterisk.
Unless it's, like, ironic.
Well, then would it be italicized?
Imagine if these guys were comedians.
Well, I know, but I think that they're doing some interesting stuff on that show, like the decision to show the actual sketches that they do. Like, that's always a good choice.
Yeah, real interesting. Yeah. Just got my notebook out taking notes. So it's like a master class.
Well, okay, so you know, maybe that's not the type of
show
you want
to do. Enough
about
these guys.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Hard hitting.
Okay.
Not soft pedaling it now.
Okay.
How do you take the criticism? Because look, I don't think there's anybody out there who people say worse stuff about.
Really?
Some have said you're stupid, talentless, boring.
Where are you reading this?
Some.
Who are these? Who's some?
Some said it. Who?
Define some.
I don't know. I think I saw it. All right. Yeah, I'm just reading it. I was in the chat room.
You were in a chat room. Well, okay. First of all, who goes into a chat room at this point? There aren't very many chat rooms.
That's true. Look, here's the idea for the thing.
Oh, now you want to pitch. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. It's about a hardworking squirrel who's got an idea for a show.
Okay.
And then, like, some dude rips him off.
So it's sort of about show business.
Yeah.
And somebody, who rips the guy off? What happens?
You.
Wait, me.
Yeah.
Oh, like as an acting part, you want me to play?
No. But then you come to your senses and you take the idea to Ben Stiller.
It seems like
you're walking upstairs to Red Hour.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with you for a minute. Say I call Ben Stiller right now, and I say...
Wait, you're going to call him?
I'm, for the sake of argument...
Oh, I'm nervous.
Don't shake.
Hey, Ben.
Let's practice a phone call with Ben Stiller. Okay. How about that, okay? So, all right. So I will be Ben Stiller, and you be Gary the Squirrel.
Okay.
Hey, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben, what's up? It's... Gary,
it's, I've heard a little bit about you. Tell me
from who? That rat Jake Fogelnest?
Actually, I think Jake's very talented. I've got a project with him right now.
Well, you stupid?
No, I'm not.
He sucks!
No, I'm not stupid. I have I don't like your tone, Gary. How about that?
Well, I'm sorry, Ben.
Jake Fogelnest is my best friend.
All right, now you're stretching.
Okay, yeah, I'm stretching. Warm, but you're out of line as well.
Look, okay. Fair enough. Ben. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the story with the Glick? Whatever that thing was called.
Glick?
Fred Glick is daydreaming or something. What was it called?
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty?
Yeah.
Not Fred Glick is daydreaming.
You sure it's not called Fred Glick is Daydreaming?
No, I'm pretty sure it's not called Fred Glick is Daydreaming. That's The Secret Life of Walter Mitty is a personal film. We're trying to bring it to the screen for many years. We finally cracked it.
You did it.
Yeah.
You did it. Mitty.
Look, it's really nice to talk to you, but
Here's my new idea.
Okay.
A night that stupid? A Night at the Museum.
Can I? I'm sorry, Gary.
Shut up.
Okay.
Ben, shut up. Enter the gift shop at A Night at the Museum. It's you and Mr. Brainwash.
Mr. Brainwash from, like, the Banksy guy?
He's yeah. Like
the guy who...
What do you think?
I think I'm very busy. I've got a lot of projects going
museum
on.
Museum 4!
It's very nice to meet you.
Enter the museum gift
to,
shop!
I have to go.
At night!
But I'll forward your information to my executive, Mike Rosenstein.
That sounds like you're selling me out!
No, it sounds like you're selling Jake Fogelmest out is what you're doing. That's what you're...
Look, Jake's just... Look, Ben...
Yeah?
Jake's a super talent.
Okay.
You don't talk that way about Jake.
All right.
I know you secretly think he sucks.
All right.
He's great.
I can't
Enough.
In good conscience set you no, up no, on no, a no, meeting no. with Ben Stiller okay. if that's the way you're going to behave.
Well, you did Squirt TV.
Yeah, I did. I did do it.
No, I didn't say did you do it. When you did it.
Yes.
What's wrong? Did nobody know how to say no to you at any point?
I don't know why they said yes. I don't know why they said yes.
You know what I think you needed at that point?
What?
A swirly!
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. There's nothing that would have brought, you know, you got, oh, you're hanging out with Sonic Youth or whatever? Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
The Beastie Boys? Yeah. Watch your head straight in the toilet. Yeah. I don't disagree with you. I look back on that stuff and it's here's the downside of it for me. I have all of my awkward teenage years captured on videotape forever. If you want to go look at me as a dweeb when I was a teenager, you just put it on, you type it into YouTube. So I have to live with it.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's fine. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's real. You're real. Let's cry. You're hanging out with the Beastie Boys when you're 13. Yeah, let me get my crying towel out. Yeah. Boo hoo hoo. Boo hoo hoo. Thurston Moore's in my bedroom. I'm hanging out with Spike Jones.
You know what? You know what'd be a good project for you? What? Because you love an homage. You love to do like you pitch the Squirrel Father. You love a thing that is directly related to something else that exists.
Yeah.
You know how like
sampling.
Well, like Sonic Youth, they did the Ciccone Youth album. Or Pussy Galore covered all of Exile on Main Street.
It's about recontextualizing the cultural. Patois.
Because I think that you've, you know, found real success with your music. Is there something you can cover, like recontextualize some sort of, you know, classic album? That might be a good thing for you to do instead of focusing on.
Well, what if I do this then?
Okay.
What if I recontextualize that script you got set up and I just put swap out Spaghetti in?
Okay.
Instead of one of the other characters.
I've sort of written. Not an autobiographical thing, but it's sort of a personal thing. And I don't know that it's going to be, if it's going to be the same coming from you.
What is it like you? Oh, no, what am I going to do? Spike Jones drank all the Sunny D.
I don't know how you actually got a copy of the script, but no, it's not that. It's not that. I'm not trying. I'm trying to. You have the.
Poor me. The guy from Wax!
The guy from Wax?
The guy from Wax!
Joe Sib? You're going to bring Joe Sib into this?
No, the dude from Jackass!
Loomis! Yeah,
Loomis from Wax! Won't stop touching my Star Wars action figures!
Gary, I never had Star Wars action figures.
Who's that band? What's that man? Who's that band? Remember that song?
I don't know that.
You did the video for it!
I did?
You directed it! Boo, poor me! I'm co-directing a video with Spike Jones!
It's a long time ago.
Wah!
You know, it's sort of the opposite of the Barbara Walters interview. Usually Barbara Walters will have her guest on, try to get them to cry. You just fake cry at your guests. You fake cry at
All
them.
All right. Wet Hot American Summer.
Yes.
It's coming out.
It is coming out. Netflix.
Everyone's in it?
Everyone is back, yes.
Showalter.
You got Showalter.
Latruglio.
Yeah, Joe Latruglio's back in the cast of Wet Hot American Summer.
Allison. Kevin Allison.
Kevin Allison is not in what I'm
not in it.
He's not in it. No.
Who else? What other? Those guys. Ian Black.
Michael Ian Black is. Are you just going to name all the state cast members?
You know who's not back in it?
Who?
You.
We'll have
not
to.
On camera.
You'll have to see, but.
Well, you're on camera.
In the Netflix show? I don't know if I'm allowed to say. I don't want to spoil. No, I'm not. But it doesn't.
You know
matter.
What you do? What? You call that a cameo? No,
cameo out is what you would call it. A cameo out. We tried.
It's
to
called a cameo. Let me see what else is on Netflix.
That's not how that's not how people can. People either choose. They opt in to watch it, or they don't. They're not like flicking around the dials. I guess they are. What do you like, Daredevil? I haven't seen it.
I don't watch it. Didn't see it.
Do you have Netflix? Do you even
have
Netflix?
Of course I do.
Do you have your own Netflix password?
Yeah, me and Vance.
Okay, that's fine. How is Vance, by the way?
He's good. He's a little sad lately.
Why is Vance sad?
His marriage blew up.
Yeah, that's tough.
And the whole Tony Banks thing blew up in his face. He thought he was best friends with Tony Banks.
Sure,
he's not.
No, he got... That you have to be careful because it's like the fan.
Those dudes from Genesis are ruthless.
Well, there's the fan friend relationship. It's like, you ever see that documentary about the Kiss cover band? The guy got too close to Ace Frehley and then he just iced him out.
No,
it's a phenomenon.
Sounds great. Is that on Netflix too?
I don't know if that's on Netflix.
You know what else is gonna be on Netflix?
What?
Wet Hot American Summer!
Thank you for bringing it back to the...
check it out!
To the plug, I guess.
This July!
July, yeah.
July 17th!
I'm very excited. I hope people like it. I think it will be a fitting continuation of the movie.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Super thrilling.
You don't seem to
What
be...
else is coming up? What else you got in the pipeline?
There's the IFC thing, unless Ben Stiller ever hears this. And then Difficult People. Difficult People with Julie Klausner and Billy
Eichner. Meet Julie!
Yes, with your Julie. Yes.
My bro.
Yep.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should... See if you can find a time machine and give yourself a spanking when you were 13. Right?
Yeah. Would have said, but I think it all worked out, though, Gary.
Yeah.
Look,
you got 9 shows going.
I think it all worked out for
you. Yeah, it worked
well.
Out for you.
Yeah.
You're loaded.
I'm doing okay. I'm not loaded.
You're richer than God.
That's not a thing. And that's not, and if I, and I'm not. And you can't say that. You can't say you're richer than God. I don't even think Kanye West would say that.
You're richer than Rich Hall.
Maybe we're doing about the same, if I'm going to be honest.
Sniglets!
Well, that's true. He's been working longer.
You weren't getting Sniglets into Wet Hot American Summer?
I tried. I tried, Gary.
What was your favorite Sniglet?
I don't... You know, the thing about Sniglets, they're very disposable. Like, I don't remember Sniglets. I remember them as they happened, and I remember enjoying them. I was also 6 years old at the time.
You know, my favorite Sniglet is?
What?
Fogelnest.
Okay.
You know what that defined as?
What is that defined as?
Someone who has all the shows whilst other people don't have any.
I'm trying to help you. I want to help you, but every time I start to go down a road of helping you, you get antagonistic. As if I owe it to you or something.
Felt I owed it to them.
What are you doing, a monologue? It's like you're turning to the camera
it's
like Kevin
dramatic.
Spacey.
It's my audition piece.
I think House of Cards.
I've sent men younger than you to the electric chair. Felt I owed it to them.
I think, see, now I like what
it's a dramatic piece.
I think that you should do like a House of Cards type show where you play, you know, like
House of Nuts.
House of Nuts, sure. And you're like a Machiavellian mastermind.
You see, there are two sides to every sword. And I most certainly am not going to get cut by that sword.
I think, you see, this is great. And I think it plays into everything that you're about.
You got to put this in front of Stillen.
I'll put it in front of it. It's about a manipulative, backstabbing squirrel that will stop at nothing, stop at nothing to succeed. And I think that that's a perfect vehicle for you. I think we finally found something. And you're making your way through. I think you should play an agent.
Look, Stillen is going to want nothing to do with this. I know.
And then you lose confidence. As soon as we get on a roll.
At least get this in front of Lotruglio.
I think I could get this in front of Joe Lotruglio.
Get me on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Do you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No. I've seen it. See, I thought it was just called Brooklyn Nine. And then when it's on, I say, Nine! Not one, no!
You're not a fan?
Yeah, I never saw it.
What do you like? What do you like? What shows do you like, Gary?
That's a good question.
You're really considering it. You got to be a fan of something.
I like Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley. That's a fun. I get why you would relate to that.
We want it. We want it. We want it. We want it.
It's about wheeling and dealing. It appeals to you. Yeah.
It's got nerds on it.
You like nerd culture?
No.
I did not think that
these
that
nerds.
Was, you don't like it. You're because you're a bully.
We've got. I'm not a bully. I'm little. Sticking up for myself.
It's true. That's true.
And guys, who's going to go see Avengers this weekend? Ugh. Then after that, we can go see another superhero movie.
That's all they make.
The next weekend. Then another one the next weekend.
There's one superhero movie that looks good that I want to see. I think you know what it is.
Fantastic Four!
No, not the Fantastic Four.
You know what I call that Fantastic Four?
Why?
Because it's probably like 4 minutes in it. It's fantastic.
It's the movie I'm excited about.
Ant-Man!
Yes, which I figure you would like.
Because I'm little.
Yeah, because you're little.
Yeah.
I think Ant-Man looks really good.
I love it. Hey, is Rudd? Did Rudd do Wet Hot?
Rudd is back for Wet Hot American Summer.
Rudd!
Yep. Paul Rudd. I am not comfortable calling him Rudd, as you are.
Wait, not the drummer from AC/DC.
No. That guy.
Not that Phil Rudd?
He's not available right now.
What if you accidentally got him attached to a thing? Yeah, good news. I
We got Rudd.
I got Rudd on board. He's attached.
Oh, that's terrific.
Phil Rudd.
Phil Rudd? No.
No, scared.
He was, he pled down, though. He said, yes, I have some marijuana, but the jury's not convinced that it was crystal methamphetamine, and I didn't order that murder on that guy.
Do you come from the land down under?
He's been at work.
Yeah, that's also the AC/DC.
They
same country.
Yeah, they're from Australia.
When women go and men plunder.
What about, Gary, this is, I see, I'm
can't
more
you hear, can't you hear the thunder?
I'm more interested in your music career.
You better run. You better take, oh no, I take a walk? What is it?
A good song for you to cover, another
metal song. What's the lyric? Song.
I don't know that one. But I think you should do Overkill, which I think you would
go disappear and fade away.
Yeah. And then
Cargo!
Yeah, it's on Cargo.
It's a bomb.
It was a bomb, but I love that song. And I think that you would really, when it gets to the, I can't get to sleep, like that really, you could really nail that.
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Got to get a, look, if you know Rudd, you got to get me in front of him.
Now, Paul Rudd or Phil Rudd?
Either one at this point. At this point, I'll do my House of Nuts monologue.
Uh-huh.
And then my dramatic monologue. That I did not write, that I was rehearsing before.
Okay.
Do you know what that was from?
What is that from?
Caddyshack. I've sent boys younger
That's
than
right.
you
yes.
to the electric chair.
No, let me ask.
Felt I owed it to them.
What about in...
Do you believe in goodness, Danny? Yes, yes.
What about in Caddyshack, the gopher in Caddyshack? Do you...
He sucks.
That's what I was going to ask you. You don't... Was not impressed. You don't... One note. One note performance.
Yeah, one note. Didn't like it.
What about...
One note. The brown note! You know what the brown note is?
What's the brown note?
Not saying.
All right.
Look it up.
I don't know if I want to.
I don't want to look up. Trust me.
I don't
want to
look up the brown anything. That's nothing. Nothing good has the brown before.
Nothing. Yeah.
Like the brown bunny. Last time you watched the brown bunny, the Vincent Gallo movie.
Pass.
Yeah. You don't like that.
Yeah, Vincent Gallo.
You remind me of Vincent Gallo.
Prince Vince,
yeah. He was in a band with Basquiat.
And Vin Diesel.
I don't think Vin...
The Kings of New York. Basquiat. Herring.
Vin Diesel. I'm not sure.
They ran things in New York art.
They're all street artists?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see...
What do you think of this? Nice painting, Keith.
Nice painting, Keith. That's what Vin Diesel said in 1987.
They lift the stuff for him.
Yeah. The Danceteer, they're all Danceteer.
Yeah, you want me to carry these? Where do you want me to put this stuff?
Where do I put your canvas, Jean-Michel?
It all over.
Your impression's better than mine.
Door. You got to put a door in there. So when you did Squirt TV, who else was on it?
Let's see.
Who were you like, oh boy, I better change my sheets with this one sitting on my bed?
For that one, Rob Schneider came on the show. And that was, I remember I was sort of against having Rob Schneider on the show because it was like, well, we just had Adam Sandler and we had Janine Garofalo. I'm like,
hey guys, it's me, Adam Sandler. Hey, I'm here in the bedroom with my friend Jake Fogelnest.
That's exactly what happened.
Happy to be, happy to, right?
Would have been great if you came out at the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary. That's what I think was missing.
Yeah.
You came out and maybe introduced Eddie Murphy.
You know what wasn't missing from that?
What?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Is he in the cast now or something? Yeah. I missed something?
Yeah, he is.
That's where we're at now. People used to think Steve Martin was in the cast back then.
Yeah.
Now they think Justin Timberlake's in the cast.
Well, I mean, he's one of our great sketch comedians. One of our great all-time sketch comedians. You can't argue that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Never wanted to delete more. Right? Those SNL videos?
With the digital shorts?
Yeah. Digital, not short enough.
Well, I think the Lonely Island stuff is funny.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you'd be good with those.
You know
guys.
Why I like it?
Why?
Because they got a deal.
Yeah, they do. They have a production deal. Why don't you? I think you're. I don't know that Ben Stiller is your speed. Maybe you should hook up with the Lonely Island guys, or like College Humor.
I'm not gonna push the Ben thing.
Okay, I'd appreciate it if you didn't.
Except for this one last time.
Okay. Yeah.
Pitch him this.
Okay.
Fred Glick is still dreaming.
Again, that's not a movie. It's The Secret Life of Walter Mitty is what you're thinking of. Fred Glick is dreaming. It sounds like from Kroll Show or something. What about Nick Kroll? That'd be a good collab.
Funny.
He's very funny.
Funny. What about this? Gary Bottle Service!
I love that. You're sort of like a cover comedian.
What?
There's cover bands exist where they will play. Like there's a band, I think they're called like Maybe Tonight, and they just play all of Get the Knack, start to finish. You are sort of similar. Like you could go out and maybe do a one-man show where you do like all of, Nick Kroll's characters.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm better off taking a dramatic path.
Well, again, I do...
I've sent boys younger than you to the electric chair. See, I'm working the other thing in there.
Yeah.
The southern thing from House of Nuts.
I really do think that you...
Where I play Senator Gary Over...
Nuts.
Gary Overwood.
But you... Yeah, okay.
I sent boys younger than you to the electric chair.
Did you see the new season?
Felt
of
that.
What? Did you?
Owed it to them.
Have you watched the new season? I've only seen some of it.
No, I didn't.
I got bored.
You did?
Yeah. I'll just watch it eventually. It's just a lot to, there's a lot to watch.
So what's the secret to showbiz?
I think it's hard work and like finishing.
Everybody, thanks for listening.
You gotta finish the thing, Gary. That is what the secret to showbiz.
Okay, go ahead.
Finish a thing. Don't like start one project and leave it like okay. You know, one thing. See it through.
So go ahead.
No, for you. That's my advice to you.
Wait, that's the advice?
Yeah, finish something.
All right, thanks everybody. Thanks to my guest Jake Fogelnest for being on One on One with Gary the Squirrel. Music by Josh Cantor. At Gary the Squirrel, THA. No, I'm in. Yeah, I can't remember anymore. I'm on Twitter. You'll find me. Gary the Squirrel, out! Hey, you were terrible on this. This is the worst one yet. I thought the killer one was bad.
Why are you... You're not a gracious host. I'll just say that. You're not a gracious host.